I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
If you're heading to school right now, fear. Fear should be overtaking you right now. If this new rule by a North Carolina middle school starts to take off around the country, you're going to school right now. You are going to be making way less trips to the bathroom during the afternoon because this North Carolina school has removed the mirrors from the bathroom for one reason only.
Not as many visits to the bathroom, not staying as long, and students are held accountable. And then when there's accountability, you see a great difference. We're trying to educate students. Like, we all have cell phones now. We have to learn to use them. We have to learn when to put them down.
TikTok. TikTok. Kids are spending so much time in the bathroom now, recording themselves in the mirror on TikTok, that this North Carolina school is like, no more. No more mirrors. So there are no mirrors in any of the bathrooms.
Well, I mean, you don't need them if you have your phone. You just use the reverse camera.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, true. Why not just ban phones? Or like, because we weren't allowed to have our phones out. Like when I was in high school, if you were spotted with it, boom, instant suspension.
So there's a student listening right now going, okay, so they're taking our mirrors away and you just suggested taking our phones away? Who are you, Adam?
Really the worst.
The worst. All right, Danielle here wants some help because she thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her with a coworker. So she wants our help to try to get to the truth here with a To Catch a Cheater, War of the Roses. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. Give us the deets. Why are we here? What a stressful time.
Okay. So, like you said, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me, but it's with this woman that he worked with at his old job. So, she had been in a relationship when they used to work together, but I don't know. Okay. So, I'm sorry if I sound a little nervous. I'm just, like, so upset about this, but I feel really insecure about, like, this relationship because, like, this girl, she just seems, like, perfect, you know? She's, like, very attractive. She always gets attention, you know? She's very social. It's, like, just everyone seems to be just be drawn to her. And so, like, several years ago when he left, she actually, I felt a little bit better because she actually left the company and they didn't work together. And I was, like, a little bit relieved about this. But then, in October, she came back, and now she's working at his new company. And ever since then, her name comes up in conversations, like, all the time. Like, all the time. And then it's, like, I hear him on the phone, and there's always seems to be, like, you know, mentions of her. And then last Saturday night, he told me that he was going out to celebrate, like, a coworker's birthday. And I find out that it's actually her birthday, and I don't know why he didn't just say, oh, it's her name, because it's like he says her name all the time. And then I go on social media and then Instagram, and I find out that all the other coworkers had their wives and significant others and partners with them, and he never invited me. So, anyways, but this is the thing that's really getting me. We have been talking a lot about getting engaged lately, and I really thought that it was going to happen over the holidays, and it never happened. It never happened, and I was pretty convinced that he was going to propose, and it just seems like he talks less and less about marriage and engagement, and everything's slowing down, and then it's completely stopped after he started seeing her and talking to her. So, I mean, am I just being paranoid, or is like, I don't know. I just want to find out if something's going on.
I get because of every, especially after the birthday party and other significant others were there, but he didn't invite you. Have you calmly voiced any of these concerns to him? Have you had a conversation to, you know, with him about her and how you are feeling kind of insecure and that this is, and that you saw, like, you went to this party and people had their significant, I saw the photos, people had their significant others. Like, why didn't you invite me to go?
I feel like this is why I'm so nervous, because I haven't really said anything. I just think it's weird. I have said, wow, you say her name a lot. And I said, when I saw the Instagram thing, I was like, you know, aren't they a couple? They're together. But I didn't make it an issue. Mm-hmm. So I did say something, but I didn't really make it a big issue. So it just seemed like he just kind of agreed and then did something else. You know,
well, there's certainly enough here, don't you think, Abby, that at least there's a possibility of infidelity going on?
I think you've got to mark these as what they are, and they're just red flags. You know, it's not like he was spotted kissing her or there's any kind of like sensual texts going on. I think you've got to mark these as just, okay, I'm noticing a pattern here. It could be because I'm paranoid. It could be because something is going on. So, I mean, I think if we want to stir the pot a little bit, we go for it. But it does seem like it's nothing to be that concerned about.
It would be.
I don't know. I didn't want to seem so paranoid in front of him and then he just call everything off. So I don't know. I'm trying to act cool, but then I'm going crazy inside my head. So I don't know.
It would be the party for me. The rest of it, I kind of feel like could have came from a place of paranoia. But as far as him going to the party and you seeing all of the coworkers and you weren't invited, I don't even think it would have been about her at that point. It just would have been, why wasn't I invited to this party?
Yes.
So that's more than enough reason to have a talk with him.
So let's just go ahead and default to worst case scenario. And we will test him tonight with a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And let's see at least if we got the first step in this thing and make sure that he sends these to you and not somebody else. And then we can go into complete panic mode. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time. All right.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.